Battleground Senate Democrats shoot down Inspector General for Ukraine Aid Amendment. By Sean Moran on July 27, 2023. Battleground Senate Democrats shot down an amendment that would have established an Inspector General to oversee the more than $113 billion in aid given to Ukraine by the U.S. Senator Roger Wicker, RMS, the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, sponsored an amendment alongside Senators James Risch, RID, John Kennedy, RLA, Josh Hawley, Armo, Kyrsten Sinema, Ayaz, and Mike Lee, RUT, that would create an Inspector General. The amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, did not pass but still mustered an impressive 51 votes in favor of the bill, showing a growing congressional interest in overseeing the tens of billions of dollars America has provided to Ukraine's protracted conflict with Russia. Related video, Blinken, Ukraine has already retaken 50% of Russian-occupied territory. However, some notable Senate Democrats up for re-election this year did not vote for this bipartisan amendment. Senators Joe Manchin, DWV, Sherrod Brown, DO, Jackie Rosen, DNV, and Bob Casey, DPA, who are up for re-election in 2024, did not vote for the proposal. It only needed 9 more votes for the amendment to pass. Related video, MTG warns on Ukraine war. World War III threat, we are creating a war against nuclear-armed Russia. One Republican strategist told Breitbart News. The American public is increasingly skeptical of these blank checks, but Democrats are so committed to Biden's forever war in Ukraine they won't even support basic oversight for the billions in taxpayer funds they're sending overseas. The Biden administration this week announced it is sending up to $400 million in additional military aid to Ukraine, boosting the total aid past $43 billion. Former President Donald Trump said, Joe Biden should not be dragging us further toward World War III. He called to immediately end the bloodshed in Ukraine and for a return to a focus on America's vital interest. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.